My dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate a most glorious feast, the Ascension of our Lord. This is the last miracle of our Lord's earthly life. And immediately before our Lord ascended into heaven, he gave the apostles their mission. What a solemn moment this was. Our Lord was just about to leave them. So he must give a great commandment. He told them to go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is the mission of the apostles, and therefore the mission of Holy Mother Church. Now we as Catholics also have a part in this mission. It's important for us not to think that this was just to those 12 men some 2,000 years ago. No, indeed, this was given to the apostles and their successors, to all faithful Christians. He said, go and teach. Teach men to observe everything that I have commanded you. So it's important for us to remember that the church is indeed a teaching church. This is a problem that the Protestants run into when we get into the Bible-only theory. They think that the sole source of revelation is Scripture. Did our Lord say to the apostles, go and write a book and pass it out, and that'll be sufficient? No, indeed. He told the apostles, go and preach over the whole world. Teach all men. So we have this second source of revelation, tradition. That is the spoken word that has been passed down from generation to generation. And theologians teach us that of these two sources of revelation, tradition and scripture, which is actually the greater of the two? Tradition really is the greater because it is through tradition that we have Scripture. Our Lord himself did not write down the Gospels. The apostles, the evangelists did not write them down as they saw these things happen. No, it was passed down by word of mouth. It wasn't until the year 321 that Pope Damasus compiled the canon of Scripture. So it was this teaching church that gave us the Bible as we know it. So it is important to remember that the church is indeed a teaching church, and we have a part in it. Not just the apostles and their successors, the bishops, but every single Catholic, we have been entrusted to guard and protect the deposit of faith. The church is our own. But it is not enough to just bunker down and protect. No, he said, go and teach. So Christ gave us this mission. And it's important that we keep this in the forefront of our minds. What was the mission? It wasn't to preoccupy ourselves with the things of this world. We tend to become so very distracted. And as the times become worse and worse, this temptation becomes stronger. Christ did not say, go and build bunkers and get as much food as you can and stock up on gasoline. No, he said, go and preach the gospel. If we take care of the things that are of God, he will take care of us. This is a matter of fact. Another important aspect of this mission is that it is today. It's not for some time later. We read in the epistle, an angel says, or two angels, two men, it says, stood by them in white garments. We can assume angels. Said to the those standing around, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? That is, yes, you have just witnessed an incredible thing, and your mind, your heart should always be fixed on Christ. But you need to get busy. Now is the time. This is important also for us to remember that it's today that we need to do these things, not tomorrow. My dear friends in Christ, this is perhaps overstated, but it's one that we should never forget, and we need some of this positive reinforcement. Remind ourselves constantly, how do we spread the gospel? We have that beautiful saying of St. Francis of Assisi, preach the gospel at all times. Only use words when necessary. It is example. Example is the greatest teacher. If we are living our faith as we ought to, if we are being true and conscientious Catholics, especially as regards charity, charity toward our neighbor, not any sort of bringing judgment or a holier-than-thou attitude, but a true, a Christian charity, this will bring more people into the church than anything else. And let us never forget it. We have been entrusted with a mission, and a great mission. We should never underestimate the things that Almighty God can accomplish through us. If we empty ourselves of self, this is our mission, to get out of our own way so that Almighty God can fill us with His graces. He can accomplish great works through us. Let us go to our Blessed Mother. Ask her to teach us to eliminate this self so that her Son can work in us. Let us not forget to have, at the same time, our eyes always fixed on our Lord, fixed on heaven, so that we someday may also ascend gloriously with Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.